Have you ever met somebody and they're just saying everything that you want to hear? They love you so much. And they're giving you so much affection and attention that it actually kind of scares you? Well, you might be being love bombed right now. And today, I'm going to talk about love bombing. Why it happens, what to do when you're getting love bombed, and how to avoid it for the future of your relationships. What is up, guys? My name is Sumi, and I talk a lot about relationships, mental health, business, lifestyle, and all the above. And today, I'm going to talk about love bombing. If you've been the victim of love bombing, I want you to call this number. No, I'm just kidding. There's no hotline for it. But I'm going to tell you what to do and how to really avoid being love bombed in the future. But first, let's talk about why do people love bomb? What is love bombing in the first place? Love bombing is where someone is saying all the perfect things for you. And they're saying everything that you want to hear in an effort for you to psychologically become attached to them. And in today's generation, it's very easy to be love bombed. Because when we meet people for the first time, we're typically meeting them digitally. We're not meeting them at a bar, at a club, at a social event. We are a lot of times meeting them on social media, on a dating app, or through some metric of the internet. And so it creates this arena where you can actually have a conversation with somebody. And so that is where it becomes very dangerous. Because here's where you can have an open conversation with someone, an open dialect with somebody, and the level of interaction, the level of engagement, the level of intimacy is highly dependent on what they're saying. So the person that shows you more affection, more attention in an extreme way is typically just going to catch your attention and make you really feel good about yourself. If I'm talking to you on a dating app or you're getting talked to by somebody, some individual, and they're saying, wow, I love you. You're such an amazing person. You're so perfect. I love your mindset. Oh my God, you're literally a wife. You're literally a husband. You're automatically going to feel good about yourself. What did I do to deserve this? I feel amazing. And it's really, really hard to not be happy about it. It's really hard to not feel like, man, this person's actually telling the truth. Because you want to believe them. You want to believe you're a wife. You want to believe you're a husband. You want to believe that you're such an amazing individual that deserves this love and attention. Because that's exactly what you're looking for. You're looking for that person that's going to treat you amazing. But it's hard to decipher whether they're telling you the truth or whether they're love bombing you. And so what you have to really understand psychologically is that people that love bomb you want you to be addicted to them. Part of it can be a game metric. Part of it could be them just wanting to win you and conquer you because it makes them feel better about themselves. Because they're just going to give you a little bit. They're going to give you a little bit of an investment. It's free for them. They already know what they're doing. They're telling you they love you. You're a husband. You're such a wife. Oh my God, you're such an amazing person. Where have you been my entire life? Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? They're saying all these things that are just so ego boosting, and it's free for them. They can just say this and not care about it because they're going in with an intention. They're going in like a lawyer that's prepared on a script, and they're saying things that you want to hear that are tailored to you. And then all they have to do is let that stuff settle in, consistently apply, and then you're addicted to it. You need it. You're attached to that level of attention every day. They text you every morning, good morning, beautiful. You're so amazing. I hope you have a wonderful day. And the things I'm saying to you, some of you might be like, is my partner love bombing me that loves me very much? No. What they're saying is not necessarily crazy. It's just that they're showing so much attention and so much intention in the beginning of the relationship. And they're showing you things and saying things that are very grandiose. So here's the thing you gotta understand. The first part of the relationship, the first initial phases of it, you cannot get attached to anything that they say because they're trying to get you attached to them. Because if they layer this in enough, you become addicted to them and then you can't live without it. And that's where they really reap the reward. They feel really good about themselves because now they got you addicted to them and they can do it to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. And they can just take that energy from you because they've already pushed and created the foundation. Here's the thing. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And if they psychologically imprint this idea of them being a very loving individual in the beginning, even if they fall off later, you're still going to view them as the person that you initially met. And that's where it becomes very traumatic for you. Because when they stop giving you that love, when they stop giving you that attention and that effort, you feel like you did something wrong. So what happens? You try more. You try harder. You try to impress them and say, baby, what's wrong? Oh, baby, I see that you're busy. Okay, okay, okay. You try to show them more love. Because this person is a very communicative person. They love you. They care about you. But now they're starting to pull away. Typically, it's when they get what they want. Typically, it's when they get some kind of access to you or some kind of attention from you to some high degree, or maybe even a level of physical intimacy. Typically with men, they pull away. And then you want to try more, because you don't want to just let this beautiful, amazing connection just fall away. You don't want to let this person that called you a husband, a wife, just walk out of your life. You don't want that. So you're going to try more. And then they're going to reciprocate a little bit. They're going to give you a little bit more, but then they're going to also pull away again. And so it's this hot and cold cycle of love bombing that's very, very addicting. The first part of narcissism in itself is love bombing. It's the intense, emotional, high-level, high-volatile chemistry. It's typically done through actions as well. They can take you out to places. They can do things for you. And people that love bomb are not people that are losers. They're typically very organized. They're very, very calculated. They're very successful. There's a lot of guys and a lot of women that really know what they're doing when it comes to love bombing. And what they'll do is they'll initially love bomb you. Then they'll start to pull away from you. Then they'll start to disown you. They'll start to disown you and say, you're not my person. You're cruel. They'll blame you and they'll play a victim mindset. And then they'll hover around. They'll hover around and then re-spark that attention again, because they know that you're addicted to their love. They give you such a good treatment when they give you a good treatment, and they give you such a negative treatment, almost no conversation, no attention when they pull away. The big thing I want you to understand about love bombing, how to really look for it, how to really avoid it. Okay, so let's break it down. How to avoid love bombing really comes down to you looking for crazy statements from them. If they're saying they want to marry you very quickly, if they're talking about kids right away, it may be done in a flirtatious manner, but if they're serious about it and they're very intentional and they're trying to move very quickly, it is a clear sign this person is love bombing you, or they just don't really know how to approach relationships. If someone's trying to move very quickly with you and get access to you very quickly, that is typically a red flag. When they first meet you, you want to move slow. You want to introduce them to your life, and you want yourself to be introduced to their life. And you don't want to meet somebody like aggressively multiple times back to back to back to back. You want to ease your way in. You want to be very slow with it. A lot of people mess this up. Some of you that are getting a little older that are on a time crunch, I don't have time to waste. Some of you that are getting a little bit older that may be on a time crunch might say, oh, I don't have time to wait. I got to figure this out. I don't have time for the games. But it's not a game. You have to take your time when you get to know somebody. You have to go slow when you meet people. You can't just rush into the relationship. So I want you to understand that you need to take your time with somebody. If they're saying things where you're like, you're the only person that I've ever met that's so amazing, you're not. Cool your ego down. You need to understand that you're not the most amazing person in the world. And if they like you, they're genuinely going to like you over a period of time, over 3 to 4 months. But if they feel so addicted to you and they absolutely love everything that you do and they're just ranting and raving about you, even though you've known them for like less than a month, it is a love bomb. It is not really them being honest with themselves. They're just addicted to the sensation of you, the stimulation of you. And sometimes it's not even just intentional love bombing. It's indirect, because they're just so caught up in the delusional, because they're so caught up in the initial delusion of what a relationship is, the honeymoon era. They're completely under the water with it, and they just love you. They're addicted to you. They're psychologically really attached to you. And that can lead to love bombing that's indirect. So how to avoid? So avoiding love bombing is really looking for this and really keeping your head above the water. You don't want to get too emotionally attached to someone when you first meet them, and you want to ease your way into the relationship, typically for the first 2 to 3 months. After that, you can really get serious with somebody and decide whether the commitment makes sense for you or not. But another thing I'll tell you is this. Avoiding love bombing is probably the best thing that you can do. If you meet somebody and they are very intoxicated with you, they're just ranting and raving about you, and they don't know anything about you, they don't know the good, they don't know the bad, listen, it's probably a sign that this person is a love bomber. And sometimes love bombing is not necessarily a narcissist. It's just someone that loves to be loved. They love to give love. They love to feel loved. But the reality is they don't genuinely mean it. That's the difference right there. Love bombers don't genuinely mean the things that they're saying. They say these things to get an attachment out of you. They say these things as a negotiation factor. They say these things to push the cart of love and get the wheels turning, so that way you do the rest of the work. And if they pull away, you psychologically want more. So I hope this video makes a little bit of sense to you. If you're the victim of love bombing, feel free to reach out to me. You're more than welcome to get some time with me in my coaching programs. And guys, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend a little bit with me here. Until next time, guys, sue me out.